For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. The Chinese government has warned Japan not to make irresponsible remarks on the sovereignty of the South China Sea Islands. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei made the remarks on Friday here in Beijing. His comments come after reports suggesting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is eager to take up the South China Sea issue during the upcoming G20 summit in Turkey. Hong said China's construction on some of the garrisoned Nansha Islands and reefs is well within China's sovereignty, not targeting or affecting any other country, and is beyond reproach. He urged countries outside the region to be prudent with their words and respect regional countries' efforts of safeguarding peace and stability in the South China Sea. The vice chairman of China's Securities Regulatory Commission, Yao Gang, is now under investigation for suspected serious disciplinary violations. 53-year-old Yao is also a member of the CSRC Party Committee. He served as CSRC vice chairman since 2008. Yao is another senior securities official to be investigated by the country's anti-corruption watchdog. Back in September, the top disciplinary arm of the Communist Party of China announced it had launched an investigation into Zhang Yujun, the assistant chairman of the China Securities Regulatory Commission. It is widely believed that recent investigations highlight Beijing's desire to clean up China's securities market. China and the United States will hold their annual talks on commerce and trade in South China's city of Guangzhou. It's been announced that the 26th session of the China-US Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade is set for November the 21st to the 23rd. Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang, US Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker, and Trade Representative Michael Froman will co-chair the talks. US Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack will attend the session. The two sides will discuss important economic and trade issues, as well as how to expand cooperation based on the outcomes of Chinese President Xi Jinping's US visit this September. Aung San Suu Kyi's party has won the right to form a new government on its own after securing enough seats in the two-house union parliament. Myanmar's Election Commission announced the news on Friday, saying that the National League for Democracy had secured 348 seats in the two houses. Now the NLD has the right to nominate a president of the next government, but it is yet to disclose the name of the person it will select for the role. According to Myanmar's constitution, NLD chairperson Aung San Suu Kyi is forbidden from becoming president because some members of her family hold foreign citizenship. The Austrian Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz has described the ongoing migrant crisis as being obviously out of control during a television interview. Kurz said he supported his government's planned construction of a fence at the southern Austrian border to stem the flow of migrants. He denied that his stance on stopping the flow of migrants is right-wing, but rather was realistic. He stressed that the cost for care comes from taxpayer funds. According to the minister, it will cost around 1 billion euros a year, with 95,000 asylum seekers now expected to arrive in Austria this year. During his official visit to the UK, the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been promoting his Make in India initiative. Modi says his government is taking steps to encourage greater overseas investment in his country. He made the remarks during a speech to an audience of business people at the Guildhall, an historic building in the heart of London's financial district. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister David Cameron has expressed his willingness to support Modi in his efforts to transform India with help to improve infrastructure and education. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has urged Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to make a decision on the issue of comfort women. Park said in a joint written interview with eight news agencies that the issue was not just a bilateral matter between South Korea and Japan, but about the universal human rights of women. She urged Abe to solve the issue as soon as possible because surviving victims were passing away. Only 47 are still alive in South Korea. And the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has expressed his willingness to strengthen economic ties with China and South Korea through the realization of a free trade agreement. He made the remarks at a reception for Japanese and Chinese business leaders on Thursday. Abe said he hoped that Japan and China, in unison, can spearhead the proposed three-way economic enterprise between the Asian powerhouses. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.